Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi continues for the 26th of Sivan. We are in chapter 6 of Yuma, Mishneh. And chapter 6 is about the Sira Mishtaleach, the goat sent out to the cliff. And we're going to see the exciting conclusion of that goat's journey today. So Mishneh, all kol sukkah v'sukkah, in each and every sukkah, omrim lo, there's somebody there waiting at the sukkah, and they say to the messenger, the one escorting the goat, Harei mazon, harei mayim, look, we have some food, we have some water here. Now, of course, it's Yom Kippur, and the intention is not that he eats. Obviously, if he's in desperate need, and it's pikuach nefesh, and he can't go on, he could eat, he could drink. But the idea here is that somebody who knows that he has food and water available, should he really need it, gets more, you know, inner strength. They call it inner strength. He gets the koach to go on and complete his mission, knowing that if he needs to, he has this to rely on. Chazal use a phrase for this, pat besalo, or pas besalo. If you like, he has bread in his basket. So a man doesn't have to be hungry and, you know, devour his bread because he's got one in his basket. He doesn't have to go out of his way to get one because he's got one if he needs it. And the Mishnah goes on, Umilovin oto, and they escort him. The people in that sukkah escort him misukkah lesukkah, meaning the people waiting at sukkah A can go with him as far as sukkah B. The people waiting at sukkah B can go with him as far as sukkah C. Chutz me'achrona, except for the last final sukkah, shebehen eina magia ima letzuk. The people waiting there do not go with the messenger, the ishiti, all the way to the cliff. The Torah calls this cliff Eretz Gezerah, a harsh, uninhabited land, so no one goes with him. It wouldn't make sense. Ela omed merachok, they stand from a distance, roe et masav, and they can watch what he's doing from a distance. On to Mishnah Vav, chapter 6, Mishnah 6. Me haya ose, what does he actually do to the goat when he gets to the cliff? Cholek loshon shel zorit, so he divides the red strap, which was tied to the goat previously. We saw this in chapter 4, Mishnah 2. At the time the Kohen Gadol cast the lots, he would put a red strap on the head between the horns of the Sir Lazazel. So at this point, the messenger rips it. Kosher, chetzu kosher besela, half of it he ties to a rock that's there by the edge of the cliff. Chetzu kosher ben shtei karnov, the other half is tied between the horns of this goat. Udchafu lechorev, and he pushes it backwards. Now, certain species of goats are very good climbers, so it would be necessary to push it backwards, lest it find some sort of firm footing and avoid its fate. V'humilt galgel, and he rolls over the yurid. You understand, it's tumbling and rolling down the cliff, not finding a firm footing. It's a very steep cliff, and the goat's been pushed backwards. Lo haya magia l'chetzi ahar, it doesn't reach even to the midpoint of the mountain. Ochenase evarim evarim, until the rocks and the descent do their job and it becomes, it's gone to Lazazel. Ba v'yashav lo, so the man, the escort, comes and he sits lo, tachat sukkah achrona, ochetach shach, he can go and wait in the final sukkah until shkia. Now it's interesting, we remember from Eruvin, somebody went out of their tchum, they went out of their tchum Shabbos to do something, even to do a mitzvah. We don't always let them go back within the tchum. Here we let him go and wait in the last sukkah until the end of Yom Kippur because he's in the middle of the desert and it's hot and it's a shtickle pikuach nefesh if he doesn't get to go wait in a sukkah. The mission continues, now the Torah says the man who escorts the goat, v'chibes begodov, so he has to wash his clothes because they become tamei. He becomes tamei by escorting the goat. So when does this actually begin? As soon as he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim, he's considered sending the goat, and he's metame at that point. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, Mishat dechiyato lutzuk. When he pushes the goat off the cliff, then he becomes tame. There's a similarity here to Parah Aduma, where the people preparing the Parah Aduma, which brings purity from contamination, they themselves get a degree, a lesser degree of ritual contamination in that process. Yashar koach and be well.